You know the national news. In a moment, we'll give you Tuesday's local report on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Continued cloudy tonight, some possible rain showers, overnight low about 64. Those clouds continue at least for another day, cloudy Wednesday, with some sprinkles here and there, high temperature about 69. It'll be cloudy for the next couple of days, but getting a little warmer each day. Highs expected in the next couple of days around 70 degrees. Topping Tuesday's local news, accidents reported Tuesday include a vehicle and a school bus collision about 3:15 on Tuesday afternoon. Unknown injuries reported there. It happened at Walnut and Vine in Lockport. First responders from the Lockport Police and Fire Department assisted at the scene. There was a two-vehicle accident reported at 11th and Ontario Avenue around noon Tuesday afternoon in Niagara Falls. City Police responded to that incident and reported unknown injuries there. And around 7 a.m. on Tuesday morning, a car struck a tree and then a utility pole. That happened on the Rochester Road in Middleport. Deputies and volunteers from the Middleport Fire Department responded to that accident and again reported unknown injuries. I'll have more local news in just a moment. But a reminder, local news is brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. That's the number to put in your cell phone because you never know when an appliance is going to break down and you'll need Chris Moore. So if you have the number handy, you'll have the repairman handy. Not just any repairman, the best repairman in the area, and probably the most reasonable. Service call, $35 plus parts and labor, and they'll take care of your problem. But you have to start with that phone number, 523-5911. Put it in your cell phone now. And the local news is brought to you by the Wellness Park and the Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls, two locally owned and operated pharmacies, and they show it. Now, those are the pharmacies you should consider if your pharmacy's closing. They'll deliver your prescriptions free, and they'll give you exceptional personal service because they don't want you to feel like a number in a big corporate drugstore, but a very valued customer, because to them you are. Wellness Park, 87th of Buffalo Avenue, Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls. Want details? Call them at 260-1918, and they'll tell you how easy it is to have your prescriptions shipped over to them. In other local news, a person reportedly seeing a car swerving on Packard Road in the town of Niagara said they followed that vehicle into a parking lot at Broda Machine on Packard Road, where the driver apparently passed out at the wheel. 911 was called and town of Niagara police arrived. They interviewed the driver, now identified as 55-year-old Nicholas Finley, who they said appeared highly intoxicated. Officers said Finley failed a number of sobriety tests on the scene and reportedly threw up several times after admitting that he had a few drinks at a friend's house before driving. Due to his condition, he was taken to Mount St. Mary's Hospital to be checked and for a blood alcohol test. Police said he became sick several more times at the hospital, but he was later released and they charged him with DWI in the case. Finley was issued an appearance ticket and was released to his sister, and he's now awaiting a further court appearance in town of Niagara court. Town of Niagara police responded to a nail spa in the 2400 block of Military Road where a woman getting her nails done said while she was in the chair, a woman walked up to her that she didn't know and punched her in the face. She said she did it for no apparent reason. The victim was not seriously injured and refused any treatment, but police were called, and the suspect was charged with harassment after the spa's owner identified the woman and said that, through an interpreter, that she hit the woman because she thought she recognized her as a person she used to fight with in Vietnam. Now, Toli Nugent will get a chance to explain those actions in town of Niagara court after being charged in the case. On Lake Road in the town of Porter, an old classic car and trailer turned up missing. A person who said they had their car stored in a lot there hasn't checked in the car for a while, but when someone said they wanted to buy it, they went and took a look and found out the car and the trailer it was on was missing. The car was described as a 1949 Ford Coupe Classic, and the car and the trailer both were valued at over $4,000. Deputies said no one apparently has yet attempted to register the vehicle or the trailer. They checked in area junkyards and at DMVs with negative results reported. Now both the car and the trailer have been placed on the sheriff's stolen vehicle list and they say their investigation is continuing. The Community Missions of Niagara Falls, in partnership with the Niagara County Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services, along with the M&T Bank, opened a lantern project on Monday. It's located within the organization's emergency housing at 1570 Buffalo Avenue in Niagara Falls. That lantern project is a two-bed safe place reserved for individuals ready to engage in a substance treatment. For hundreds of years, Community Missions has evolved its programming to meet the needs of the community. Now they say specialized services at Community Missions is ready to take on the next path. They said they realize there's more they can do to help individuals when they want to become sober, so they're dedicating the space to those brave enough to make the choice to seek help. And they say they're looking forward to saving lives here in Niagara County, and it's all thanks to their partners involved in the project. Funding for the project has come from the Niagara County Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse and the M&T Bank Foundation. And incidentally, if you're wondering about the proposed nursing home strike set for May 20th at a number of nursing homes in our area, you can click our local news tab after refreshing your browser and check yesterday's report, or you'll find it on Facebook by entering niagaradio.net, because we reported that story to you first yesterday here on Niagara Radio. If it happens in your area, large or small, we want you to know about it. And if you see news, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. The Links of Niagara brings you the tip line, and they also bring you the best golf practicing anywhere on the same simulators the pros use in the One Niagara building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard in Niagara Falls. Stop in the Links and make sure you're in shape before you go out on the greens. Want details or to book your next tee time? Call them at 285-0610 or visit the Links of Niagara online. We update the news every Monday to Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio. You could hear it on the hour and half hour on niagaradio.net or daily on Facebook just by entering that address, niagaradio.net. In their search bar. I'm Sal Panessa.